Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Chaf Alef. Begin the Amud Alef. Begin the taste of the Masel. It begins the words of the Gemara. Lamay nafkimin. What's the halachic relevancy? It's lamekech memcha. It's for buying and selling. Which Tosfos come explain. It was obvious to the Gemara what is actually the Shava in this Itron, and that is Rambam Chamas said that Itrona. This Itron is the refuse, is the bad part of the Zephes, and Shava is the bad part of the honey. The Gemara explains that different Maskel Tosfos is going on. What relevance is that? Someone makes up with his friend to sell him Itron or Shava. He has to give from the things that the Gemara describes what it is. So Tosfos explains, because Pshit Le'ashas, it was obvious to the Gemara that what Itron and Shava is, Shohi Makirin HaShava Itron, that the people knew what Shava and Itron was. Kenamino, like we say, that Shava is Kirusa, which is people knew what Kirusa was. Obviously, that they knew what this thing was. So, lekach kama, therefore the Gemara was saying, lamai nafkemin, for what relevancy are we telling you what these things are, is lamekech hamemchitz, for buying and selling, which is, shemnado losses lechaber shav, if he made it with his friend to give him shabo, so what is this wax? Yitn lepsul to the dovashe, gives him the refuse of the honey, which the honeycombs, which is what the wax is, meaning, vein yochel lekaifel lesakala, you cannot force him to have to fix it, because no, shava is the pesilus of the vash, which is not fixed. And v'chein itron, same thing is for the itron, where he tells him he's going to give him itron, he gives him the psalus of the zephis. Aval el, but previously in the Gemara, the Kama, which the Gemara was explaining, let's say, my lechesh, we shed a shuchad the arzo, is this the branch of the cedar tree. Like kamar, on that the Gemara doesn't say, lamay nafkamin, for what halachic relevancy is that? Lefish lohoi makirin b'shem lechesh, because they actually did not recognize what actually lechesh is. And therefore, they didn't know what this wick is. Umefarish, that's what come to explain. Shushuch the Arza, that it's the branch of the cedar tree, and that itself is the answer to the Gemara. They don't have to go ahead and say what actually its relevancy is, because it's the thing itself that's the relevancy. But here they knew what these things are, and therefore they have to go ahead and explain what's the relevancy. It's for the halachic purposes of when you're selling this object to someone else. Begins with the words of the Gemara, because they don't get drawn after the oil, which Tosfos explains two different ways that it's permitted to light with these oils that we said in the Mishnah are possible. Now, as the Mishnah mentioned many different oils that it's forbidden to light with them on Shabbos, the Gemara explains because these oils, as our different Maskel Tosfos is going on, they're not drawn after the wick, and we're going to be concerned that you might go ahead and tilt the candle and violate Havara on Shabbos. So Tosfos says, Shemati Mamar Ra Zatzal, Shashama, that he heard, Be'im Sheyesh Rak Ner Echad Kosher B'Bayis, if there's at least one kosher candle in the house, which that you're not going to tilt, Al-Yidei Zeh Yiske, through that one kosher candle, he's going to remember, V'lo Yata Shar Ner Shebecheder B'Shebemarat, and he's not going to come to tilt the other ones, even if those oils are not valid, he's not going to tilt those in the room and in the chamber, so therefore then it would be valid even with these invalid oils. That's one heter. And additionally, Reb Shimon Mikutzi, I mean, he says another heter is the davish ichalas b'leiner, something that you really could do without a candle. Kagoyin lahaiti yaim el chavas. Let's take wine out of a barrel. You don't really need light for that. So then, mutil ishtamish la'or kol ner. Then you actually could go ahead and use that light from any type of a candle, even that which is possible for Shabbos. And we don't say it's forbidden because you're going to come to tilt it because you don't really need light. So therefore, those are two different permissibilities of using the types of oils which are generally forbidden to be used on the candles of Shabbos. Now, continuing with next Tosfos Maskel Tosfos, begins the words of the Gemara, Chelev Mehutach, the fat, the tallow, which is melted, the Kirvei Dagim Shenemoichu, and the innards of the fish, which are dissolved, Nois Lotech and Shemen V'chulu, you could put in oil, and then you could lighten them. Tosfos comes to explain that this that we're describing, the Kirvei Dagim, is not the same as the Shemen of the Dagim. The Gemara said that even though you're not allowed to light with the intestines of fish, which were dissolved, but you could mix it with some kosher oil, and you could light it that way. So Tosfos explains, Kirvei Dagim, the innards of the fish, Lav Hainu Shemen Dagim, that's not the oil of the fish. The Shemen Dagim, because the oil of the fish, Shari Le Masnitin Be'enei, a mission later on, Dav Chavdama Beis, explicitly allows it, even if it's just the Shemen of the Dagim by itself, without mixing kosher oil. And here we're saying, it's only with kosher oil. So that's what Tosfos says, because the innards of the fish is not the same thing as the oil of the fish. Next Tosfos Maskel Tosfos begins the words of the Gemara, Simchas Beis HaShe'i B'Shani. The celebration of the drawing of the water, which was done on Sukkot, that is different. Which Tosfos comes to explain, why is there no me'ilah by lighting the belts of the kahanim, and also, why is the belt considered as a garment that's totally of wool? And that is, the Brisa taught, regarding the oils and the wicks that are invalid, that you cannot light on Shabbos, you also cannot light them for the Neris in the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Gemara asked, we find by Simchas Beis Eiva, they lit the candles from the trousers and the belts of the Kehanim, which those garments had wool. And we said that you can't light those things for Shabbos, so why light it by the Beis HaMikdash? Now the Gemara said, the Simchas Beis Eiva Shani, because it's not the Reisa, it's not the actual Avoida of the Menorah itself. Now that taste is as tame, it's a wonder, but Hechashar Lahalik, how you light a light those worn-out garments of the Kehanim, but Balav Tzor Karbon, it's not a direct requirement of the Karbon, like we said, that it's just for Simchas Beis HaSheva, and V'omah B'perek Beis HaKedushin, the Gemara says, and Dafnun Dal Medaf in Kedushin, B'gdeku Neshabalu, the garments of the Kehanim that got worn out, Mayel Amen Distil Alacha of Me'ilah, so how you allowed to utilize it, misappropriation. And so he says, but it's difficult to say the Lev Bezin Masna Lame, because the heart of the court, meaning the court stipulated that it should be permissible, which the courts are allowed to do, as we find other places in Shas, because the Matzarich Yeshlehen Lahasnas Bishwazeh. Why would they make such a stipulation to allow it to be used when they could go ahead and use other things as the wicks? So Benir Lari, it appears to the Rida Hayalu Lechvayda Karbon Hayayis, and since they did these lighting of the courtyards in the Beis HaMikdash by Simchas Beis Sheva, for the dignity of the carbon, the Chsilek says in the Pasuk, Sha'afti Mayim Besasin, which this Avayda of the carbon, of the drawing of the water, should be done with joy, which is with the lights all light lit up all around. So Tzarech Karbon Chashalei, so it's considered a carbon necessity, and therefore they were allowed to use the Big Tikkunah, and therefore it's not considered as Me'ilah. But this it says in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, by Reres Isha Chitin, a woman would go ahead and select the appropriate wheat kernels. She would do Bayr La'ur Beis HaSheva, to the light of the Simchas Beis HaSheva, even very far away because there was so much light. You see that people they used the light, and why is that not considered Me'ilah? If you're telling me that the reason the light was coming from the kind of garments because it was considered Tzarech Karbon, says Taisus Leisha is a Beres, not that the woman would go ahead and select her wheat and pick out by the light, because, yeah, that would be Me'ilah. It just means that she could, if she would have wanted to, that's how much light it was, but no one did it, because then, yes, there would be Me'ilah. But Tais actually says to me, Yerushalmi Daik Malacha, actually, the Yerushalmi is Medaik from that Halacha, and the Gemara Sukkah, that actually, the woman would go ahead and be Bayer. I should be Me'ilah. That's what the Yerushalmi says, the Koil, sound, Umara, and vision, Verech, and smell, Ein Behem Shemilah, there's no problem about Me'ilah, and actually, yeah, there was for the kind of garments, and there was Tzarech Karbon, but the woman was able to go ahead and use the light because there's no Me'ilah on Maru. Now, but Vakashlevi, the Ri has a difficulty. My parach, me, and the gear says, Mehem Yoni Kahanim. What's the question from the belts of the Kahanim? Which the question is, how could they have lit with it? But, like we said, it has wool in it. And we said wool is one of those things you cannot light for Shabbos. And you said, well, you cannot light for Shabbos, you cannot light in the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'alohoye ben pishtin, but the belt had also linen inside of it. That's like it says in the Pasuk. Tcheles, blue wool. Ba'agaman, the purple wool. Ba'tlar shani, and the red wool. Ve'sheish mazar, and spun linen. Which, ve'tayv lepsila, that's good as a wick for the laws of Shabbos. Why? And therefore, even if there's wool, which is not good, it would be valid. Because davka karach davish madlikim, but this is like the halacha, when you wrap something that you could light, al gabi davish imadlikim boy, on something that you are not allowed to light on, which the Gemara says, according to the primary halacha, you're allowed to light with such a wick, and although rabbinically we say you're not allowed to, that's ubishabbos hudas, that's only Shabbos forbidden, shemiyalik ba'ini, as the Gemara says, because we're concerned you might light it by itself without the thing that makes it permissible. Al b'mikdash le'shechach gezer, but in Beis HaMikdash, it's not applicable, that decree, because the Kahanim are very conscientious, not going to make that mistake. And if that's the case, so why is the Gemara asking, how could you light with the gartel, the belt, which has inside of it tzemer, but it also has pishtin, and pishtin is something that's permissible. And you're allowed to have something that's a mixture of permissible and non-permissible. So Benir L'ri, it appears to the Ri, because the Kivin She'in Menah Pishtin El Revia, since ultimately the linen was only a quarter of the different fabrics, because you had all the other three types, which are all wool, so batel b'shar minim, it's only a quarter, so if it's nullified in the other types, favikilayim b'pishtin klal, as if there wasn't linen at all, and therefore, that's why he was asking, it's tzemer. So Taisa said, the reason why you let a light the lamps of the Beis HaSheva with the big dekuna, is because it's considered tzarech karbon. And this, if it's considered tzarech karbon, that's why there's no me'ilas. How were the women able to select their wheat with the light of the lamps by Simchas Beis HaSheva? It's only that they could have, but not that they really did. But Taisa brought from the Yishami that no, actually, because there's no me'ilah by Mar. Additionally, the belts of the Kahanim, the reason why we're asking Ayat Semer, is because since the linen is only a quarter, so it's considered like batel, and therefore it's like as if it was only lit with wool. And that was the Gemara's question. Wool is not valid for the Ner Shabbos, and you said the Ner in the Beis HaMikdash is the same halacha. Turn next to Maskel Tesis begins the words of the Gemara, Mutar Lishtamish La'Aron, you're allowed to utilize the light of the candle. Tesis comes to explain, first of all, from where was Rav Medag that Rav Huna held that you're allowed to use the illumination of the Chanukah Neiros? And additionally, what's the halach lamais in these laws? And that is, Rav Huna said that the wicks and the oils that the Chum say in Allah and Shabbos, same thing applies by Chanukah, whether in the weekday and whether in Shabbos. Rav explains, because Rav Huna holds, first of all, that if the candles of the Chanukah go out, you have to relight it. And therefore, he held that you're not allowed to use these poor wicks and oils during the weekday, because since they don't light very well and they might go out, and then you might be negligent and not light again, you have not fulfilled, because Kavsa is Zakakla. And so to Rav Huna held that you're allowed to use the illumination of the candles of the Chanukah Neiros, and therefore he's concerned that therefore you cannot light on Shabbos, because you're going to be able to utilize it. On Friday night, you're going to be using it, because you're allowed to have the benefit of the light. And since it doesn't light so well, you might come to tilt it and violate the Malach of Avar on Shabbos. However, Taisa asks from Tim, if you're going to say, Menale L'Rava, where does Rava get this other half of his derivation? The Sur Rav Huna, that he said, Rav Huna holds the Mutlish Tamish L'Ira, that obviously you're allowed to use the light of the candle, and therefore that's why he said it's forbidden for to use on Shabbos. Dilma hadam eimad likim on Shabbos. Maybe this that he says you're not allowed to light it not only in the weekday but not on Shabbos. Mishum the sabah kafas zakala. Simply for the same reason you have during the weekday, that because if it goes out, you really have to relight it as ketintim and beis. Vein yochel halik b'Shabbos, and you can't light on Shabbos, and that's why he says you can't use on Shabbos. Simply because of the same reason of the weekday of kafas zakala. And Shabbos, you can't not relight it anyway. That's what you can't do on Shabbos. How do you know the reason is? Because of Mutlash Shlamish L'Arim, then you might come to tilt it and violate the Melach of Avar. So it's Tayyiz V'Yashlem, because you could say, the Imkain, if that would be the case, that the reason why you're not allowed on Shabbos is really the same reason of the weekday, because of Kavsa Zakagla, then Loi Habit Sarkhle, then Rav Huna should not have been Lamemer to say that you cannot light it, and his words were, Beim Bechel, Beim Shabbos, both in the weekday and in Shabbos. Because Kiv and the Chataimah, who is one reasoning, so just say, El Havala Memer, should have just said, Ein Madlik in Stam, that you're not allowed light. But the Kamar, Beim Bechel, Beim Shabbos, from the fact that he says, both in the weekday and in Shabbos, Shmam, and no, what you can derive from there is, Sha'oid Yish Tam Acha, Beim Shabbos, Leil Hadik, because he's coming to tell you a separate reason why in Shabbos you cannot light it. Levad Metam Chel, besides for the reasoning on the weekday. That's because you might come to tilt the lamp. If that's the case, that's obviously for that reason, is because you're allowed to use the light, and that's because of the concern of Shemayata. But now, Taisa explains that we had another opinion of the Gemara, that of Rav, who disagrees with Rav Huna. He held that the wicks and the oils that you cannot light on Shabbos, you're allowed to light on Chanukah, and he said, Bein Bechel, Bein Shabbos. Yirmi explained his reasoning, because he held, first of all, that Kavsa ain't Zakala, therefore there's no concern if it goes out, therefore you could use it during the weekday. And additionally, he held that you're not allowed to use the light, and that's why you could use it for Shabbos, and there's no concern in Shemayata, because you're not going to use the light anyways on Shabbos. Now, Tais is bothered that why did Rav say, by his words, Bein Mechel, Bein Shabbos, even if he would just say, just regarding that Madlikin, so from there you would know that that's permitted both in the weekday and in Shabbos, because if you're allowed to use it, obviously you don't have either one of those concerns. So why does he have to say Bein Mechel, Bein Shabbos? So that's what he says in me, however, Rav, the Kama Madlikin, Bein Mechel, Bein Shabbos, that he says both, Lo Yehava Motzi L'Meim Madlikin Zami. He could not have just said, oh, that you light it. Because the Havmina, then if he would have just said that you could light with these oils, I would have thought to say, Davka Bechel, that's specific in the weekday. Shabbos, but regarding Shabbos, Ein Madlikin, you're not allowed to light Shemayata, because you might come to tilt. Because although the terminology Madlikin sounds like both on Chol and on Shabbos, but we would have said that the intention was only for weekday, not for Shabbos, because based on logic, there's no reason to permit it to light it for the Shabbos candles, because there is a concern of Shemayata. And we would not have entertained to say that the reason why you're allowed to light on Shabbos is because you're not allowed to use the illumination. And the reason is because because in general we would assume that lohi yisayimah, that I would not say shashum adam yachma less l'shamish l'ayru, that anyone would say that's forbidden to use the illumination. And therefore, since we would think it's permitted to use it, so on the weekday, so that we're saying you're allowed to use it. But on Shabbos, we would think that's forbidden of Shemayata. Therefore, we had to say Madlikin is Bein Mechel Bein Shabbos. And Taisus concludes, Vein Chayin Hilchas Adalacha is the Ner Chanukah Osla Shtamish L'Eira, that the lights of the Chanukah Menorah you're not allowed to use for its illumination. Kerav Ukrab Yechanan, which you're not allowed to use, and again, therefore, you don't have that concern about Shabbos. Abaye Nami Kibla, and Abaye also ultimately accepted this teaching, although originally he didn't, but then when they said the name of Yechon, he did accept it. And Rabbi Yisrael Nami Mashal, come on this Svila Hoch, it's also Mashal later on. The Rabbi Yisrael also holds this, that it's Asla Shamash La'ira. So since Old Amar, I'm holding this, and therefore that's the halacha that you're not allowed to use, as we say in the Haner Salalu, that Ein Lo Nirshus L'Shtamash Bem. Now, additionally, Taisa says, because if it goes out, Ain zakaklo, you don't have to relight it. The kulu sevilu ha'achir, because really all the opinions mentioned in the Gemara holding this. Rav Huna yachiru, the first opinion mentioned in the Gemara, that Rav Huna, he's the only one that holds zakaklo, and b'lasachas ha'gavzei, and halacha does not follow him. So this concludes that this, that we're medayik, that Rav Huna holds, that you're allowed to use the illumination, and he doesn't say on Shabbos, the reason is because of kavsa zakakla. That's why he says b'mechil b'mishabbos, to tell you that on Shabbos is different reasoning, not just because of zakakla, but also because of the permissibility of using the light, and therefore we have the concern of shemiyata. But this concludes that halacha is that kavsa ein zakakla, and that aser l'hishtamish l'ayr, that you're not allowed to use the light of the Chanukah.